This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Venmo. Ever heard of it? It's an app that allows users to exchange money easily with the click of a few buttons, which is super useful when it comes to everything from going to the movies to splitting the dinner check. But as it turns out, Venmo is also a kind of social network where the parties involved in a transaction and the reasons for that transaction can be publicly available, sometimes in humorous ways. On Venmo, hilarity, gossip, and interesting forms of interaction ensue. Freelance writer and author Kiara Atik has been writing about this. Kiara, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
How does this translate into, like, gossip and, like, love life and things like that?
Yeah, I think people are pretty savvy at this point to social media. If there's something that you don't want everybody to know, you won't put it on Facebook. You won't put it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But because Venmo has this utilitarian aspect to it, I think people are a little bit looser on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell a lot about a person. Okay, obviously this makes me sound like a stalker and I own it. Like I'm like jamming this. But you can tell a lot about a person based on who they're spending time with and who they're paying or getting money from for what.
Follow the money.
Yeah, exactly. But it's true. And I think that people don't talk about money a lot. So to have this new newsfeed where you can just see like how people are spending their money is fascinating and gossipy, and you can make a lot of inferences based on that.
What do you think is interesting about this?
I think, again, people are so private about money. It's interesting to see what people are doing on dates, especially if you know that two people are dating. You can sort of see like how they spend their time together based on what they're spending money on or what they're saying they're spending money on. It's like a cool snippet at people's relationships with each other. It can also lead to more gossip, I guess.
How long do you think it'll take for this to go mainstream? I mean, this is, you know, we always see this thing with social media, right? It's like everybody gets kind of interested in this one thing and then it gets kind of blown out and then people start piecing out and going and finding another place for their gossip
totally.
And their flirting, et cetera.
I think once your parents start giving you Christmas money on Venmo, like, it's over. You're not going to ever want to use it again. I think that's really the death toll.
Okay.
I think there's, like, a brief window right now where people are using it and having fun with it and not making their transactions private, and that it's fun to sort of be in that brief window. But I definitely think it's there's a time.
You heard it here first. Kiara Atik thinks that January 2015, Venmo will be so over.
Yeah.
Kiara Atik is a freelance writer. She's also the author of Modern Dating, A Field Guide. Kiara, thank you very much.
Thank you.